Missing Sab Sayyida Fatima Zahra. Missing Sab Sayyida Fatima Zahra. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again to our silsila Faizani Sayyida Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها in which we discuss the blessed life, the blessed biography of the beloved daughter of our blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha. Previously, in our silsila, we learnt about the blessings and the virtues of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha and her rank and status as mentioned in the Holy Quran and the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we'll be moving on to look at a different aspect of her blessed life, and that is her karamat. Those amazing actions, those miraculous wonders, saintly miracles, which took place at her blessed hands. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we'll be discussing many aspects, many karamat, which took place in her blessed life, and also the definition of what a karama is. What do we mean when we say karama? And where is the proof, where is the evidence for these karamat? Before going on to our topic, as is our routine, we will begin with a virtue of reciting salawat, peace and blessings, reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is reported that the best of all creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, the person to gain relief quickest from difficulties and accountability will be the one who recited the most Durood Sharif upon me in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the karamat of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha are very numerous. To begin with, I would like to share with you a story, a narration in which it states that once Sayyiduna Uthmani Ghani radiyallahu anhu once invited the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his home for a special meal. The beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam accepted the invitation and began to proceed towards the blessed house of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu. The beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in front and Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu respectfully walking behind. Such respect, such love and devotion that Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu had for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that he was walking behind the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and counting every blessed step that he took. Allah Allah subhanallah. Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu was counting the steps that the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was taking to get from his location to the house of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu. When the journey had ended and the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had reached the house of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu addressed the beloved alayhi salatu wasalam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, may my mother and father be sacrificed for you. My wish and my desire is such that out of respect and honor for you, I want to free one slave for every step that you have taken walking to my house. Subhanallah. So now, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, having counted those steps, freed one slave for every step that the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam took towards his house. Out of happiness, out of joy that the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had granted him honor and blessed him in this way. So he bought that many slaves and freed them all. Now Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, impressed by this good deed, he wanted to compete with Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. And this was the habit of our blessed Sahaba alayhim ridwan. The Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they would not compete in worldly things. They would compete in good deeds. They would compete in good actions. They would compete in trying to gain the pleasure of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in trying to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a lesson for us, a great lesson for us. Today, if we look at the Muslims, the Muslim society, commonly we have this disease of competing in worldly affairs. If somebody else gets a promotion at work, we want to compete with him and get a promotion too. If somebody else buys a new car, We want to compete with him and try to get the same car or even better car. If somebody builds a new house, somebody moves into a new area, what do we want to do? We want to move as well, we want to increase our house, we want to build an extension. But my dear brothers in Islam, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, their mindset was not attached to the wealth of this world. Their mindset was attached to the hereafter, the gardens of paradise, and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wouldn't compete in worldly things because they knew that this world is temporary. And one day we have to leave this world. And when we leave this world, our homes, our bank balances, our cars will all be left behind. And the only thing that will go with us into the grave, the only thing that will help us in the hereafter, is the good actions that we have performed in this world. So the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan would compete in good deeds. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, having seen that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anh organized this amazing and special meal for the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and then freed so many slaves according to the number of the steps that the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam took towards his house, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh was impressed by this. And he too wanted to arrange such a special invitation. So he went home and he told his respected and honorable wife, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, the beloved daughter of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said to her that today, my brother in Islam, Uthman radiallahu anh, arranged this beautiful dawat, this beautiful invitation for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also freed this many slaves. And he told her the whole story. And he expressed his desire, his wish, and he said to her, that if only I too could invite our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to our house for such a special invitation. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha said, oh my respected husband, that's fine, that's a very good idea. You go and invite the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to our house, and I will make all the arrangements that I needed at home. I will put everything in place. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu went, and he did so. He invited the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to his home for a special meal. Now our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gathered his Sahaba ikram and went with a huge group of Sahaba towards the home of his beloved daughter radiallahu anha. Now when this happened, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha went to a secluded corner of her home. She went to a private part of the home and she performed sajda. And she made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And she said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your servant Fatima has invited your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And this servant of yours only has trust on you. She said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I have complete trust and complete faith only in you. Subhanallah. Look at the tawakkul that she had. The trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Bazahir, apparently, she had no means. She had not enough food to serve this many amount of people. She did not have enough food to serve the amount of people, the amount of guests that were coming to her home. But she had trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. She had tawakkul. She had faith in Allah Azza wa Jal. And as Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who have trust in Him. So her dua continues and she said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, this servant of yours only has trust and faith in you. Oh my Lord, arrange the food for this invitation from the unseen. After making this dua, she took the pots and containers that she used for cooking and she put them onto the fire, she put them onto the stove. And the pots were empty, but she had trust and faith in Allah Azza wa Jal. And she had made this dua. Subhanallah. Look at how the dua was accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal showered upon her, and the dua was accepted. The pots and the containers became filled with food from the gardens of paradise. She began to take food out of the pots so it could be served to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they all began eating. They began eating. They had their meal. They finished their meal. They finished eating. But the food was still in the same amount as when they started. Subhanallah. The Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they were amazed at the fragrance and the delicious taste of this food. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw their amazement and said, oh my companions, do you know where this food came from? The Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please tell us, where did this beautiful and fragrant food come from? Subhanallah. The beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied and said, Allah azza wa jal sent this food for us from the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah. Then Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, upon seeing how her dua was accepted, she went back to the secluded area that private part of her house which she had specified for the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And she made dua again. She said, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anh freed one slave for every step that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took towards the invitation in his home. Your servant Fatima does not have the means, does not have the wealth to free this many slaves. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, my dua to you is this. Now please, for the amount of steps that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taken to come to the invitation in my home, free that amount of sinners from the fire of hell." Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this we learn the love that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha had for the ummah of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much love she had for the followers of her respected father sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At this moment, when she saw that her dua was accepted, Allah Azza wa Jal sent food from paradise to fill the containers. At this time she made another dua. But she didn't make dua for herself. She didn't make dua for her own needs. She made dua for the sinful ummatis of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be freed from the fire of hell. Subhanallah. At this moment, Jibreel alayhi salam was sent by Allah Azza wa Jal. Jibreel alayhi salam came to the earth. He came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with good news regarding this dua. The dua that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha had made for the sinners of the ummah of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be freed from the fire of hell to the amount of the steps that the beloved alayhi salatu wasalam had taken towards her house. Jibreel alayhi salam came and gave the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam glad tidings and good news that this dua of his beloved daughter had been accepted in such a way that for every step that the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taken to come to the house of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha for this invitation, for this special meal, Allah Azza wa Jal would free 1,000 sinners from the fire of hell for every step that was taken. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this beautiful incident, not only do we realize about how the Sahaba Kiram would compete with one another to perform good deeds, how their mindset was to earn the pleasure of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. We also learn about how Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha had trust in the power of dua. She knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to and accepts the dua of His servants. We also learn that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha had complete trust and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also that she had a great enthusiasm and passion for feeding fellow Muslims. Where there are many, many pearls of wisdom for us to learn from this beautiful story, we also learn about the status and rank of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. There was no food apparently, but the pots became filled with the food of paradise because of the karama and the dua of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. This was one of the miraculous wonders, the saintly miracles, the karamat that Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon her. So what is a karama? Views of Madani Channel, maybe this question may have arisen in your minds. In Bahari Shariat, Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi, Sadr al-Sharia, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he defines what a karamat is. He says that a karama is an act which is out of the ordinary, an act which doesn't normally happen, which takes place at the hands of a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as we know, the greatest of all awliya are the Sahaba-i-Kiram alayhim ridwan. Sahaba-i-Kiram alayhim ridwan are the greatest group of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, the most virtuous and the highest rank of all of the awliya of this ummah. This was just one of the karamat of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the karamat of the awliya can also be found in the Holy Quran. Within the Holy Quran, there are many accounts, there are many stories, many waqi'at, in which amazing actions, things out of the ordinary, happened due to the actions of a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, due to the actions of a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. The proof of karamat can be found from the Holy Quran itself. In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal talks about the story of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And at the time of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, there was a queen whose name was Queen Bilqis. And Queen Bilqis, her kingdom was situated in Yemen, in a place called Saba. It's mentioned that she was in possession of a huge kingdom, and there were many resources in her kingdom. One of the birds of Sulaiman alayhi salam had spent time watching over this Queen Bilqis and her people. he came back and reported in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam that he had seen Bilqis and her people prostrating, doing sajda in front of the sun. Sulaiman alayhi salam, upon hearing this, wanted to see if this was the truth. So he sent a letter to Bilqis. The letter started with Bismillah and ended with the seal of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. When this blessed letter was given to Bilqis by the bird, when it was placed in her lap, she began to shiver at the obedience of this bird. And she exclaimed, "There has been a noble letter cast towards me." And this incident is mentioned in the Holy Quran, in Surah An-Naml. After reading the letter, which was an invitation towards Islam, she asked her advisors and her ministers what she should do next. Her ministers replied and said, "We will follow your every command." She asked them to wait for a while, and she said that she would first of all send a present to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. So she sent through her envoys gifts of slaves, maids, bricks of gold, a throne studded in jewels, and a large quantity of expensive musk. As these gifts were being taken, and before the envoy even reached Sulaiman alayhi salam, he arranged for a flooring of gold to be put out, and he arranged for beautiful animals of the land to stand with utmost respect. When the envoys reached the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam, they became humbled, because they realized that the gifts that they had brought were nothing compared to the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. So now, the gifts were ordered to be taken back. And when the envoys reached back to Queen Bilqis and conveyed the message of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, they exclaimed and they said, "We do not have power to wage war against him." And now, Bilqis locked her throne in her seventh palace and set off to the kingdom of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And what was this throne? How big was this throne? What was this throne made of? In Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani, it's mentioned that the length of this throne was 8 yards, and its width was 40 feet. Its front portion was made of gold, and its rear portion was made of silver and topaz. According to different narrations, it was approximately 25,000 miles away from the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam, this throne. It was located 25,000 miles away. And it was studded with jewels, and on all four sides were red rubies. On her journey, when she was just a mile away from the blessed court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said to those who were present in his court, and Allah Azza wa Jal records this statement in Surah An-Naml, verse 38. He said, "قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ." He said, "O members of the court, which one from amongst you can bring me her throne before they come humbled in my presence?" قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ. One big evil jinn said, in the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam, "I will bring you that throne before you rise from your sitting. And undoubtedly, I am powerful over that and I am trustworthy." But then, another individual stood up. An individual who is a wali of Allah. An individual who is a pious saint of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was not a Nabi. He was a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the tafaseer, his name is mentioned as Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And in the Quran, he is described in the following verse. قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ تَرْفُكُ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, "The one who had knowledge of the book said, I shall bring it to you before the twinkling of an eye." Subhanallah. Hearing this announcement, now Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam gave permission to Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya radiyallahu anhu. He was the vizier and deputy of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he was a loyal student of Sulaiman alayhi salam, an expert in knowledge. He then transported the throne of Bilqis, such a heavy and majestic throne, which was thousands of miles away in Yemen, to the presence of Sulaiman alayhi salam in the blinking of an eye, without the need to ask anyone for its location, without the need for any form of transport. This, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is the power and the ability of the awliya kiram. And this is one waqia which is mentioned in the Quran, which proves that the karamat, the saintly miracles of the awliya, are indeed truthful. Al-Imam Al-Nasafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in his Al-Aqaidu Al-Nasafiyya, in which he details the correct beliefs and the creed of the Muslims, he says, "Karamatul awliya'i haqqun." It is an agreed upon belief of the Muslim Ummah that the karamat of the awliya, the miraculous wonders, the saintly miracles of the awliya kiram, the pious saints of Allah Azza wa Jal, are truthful. In the Holy Quran, in Surah Al Imran, we also find the karamat of another waliya, a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, being explained in detail in the Holy Quran, also proving beyond doubt that the karamat of the awliya are indeed truthful. In Surah Al Imran, Allah Azza wa Jal describes the karamat that were bestowed upon Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jal says, كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. Every single time that Zakariya alayhi salam would enter the place where Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha would worship Allah Azza wa Jal, he would find amazing sustenance in her presence. Types of food and types of fruit that were not found in that season. Amazing. And he would be amazed by this. He said, and Allah Azza wa Jal quotes his statement in the Quran, قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. Zakariya alayhi salam asked her and said, O Maryam, where did this come from? Where did these amazing fruits and this sustenance come from? قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Replying to this, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha said, all of this is from Allah Azza wa Jal. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal provides sustenance to whoever He wishes without accountability. Subhanallah. This is another incident which teaches us about the karamat of the awliya as found in the Holy Quran. And in the tafsir of this very verse, in tafsir Ruhul Bayan, a beautiful story is mentioned regarding a karama very similar to this, relating to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her karamat are numerous, and one karamat is mentioned in tafsir Ruhul Bayan. It's mentioned that once, during the period of a drought, during the period of a famine, the beloved Prophet ﷺ was experiencing a type of hunger. And Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, she saw this. And when she saw that her beloved father ﷺ was in this state and experiencing this feeling, she sent two pieces of bread and one piece of meat as a gift to her beloved father ﷺ so that he could eat and gain strength. When she sent it, and it reached the beloved court of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam opened it. And the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he opened it, he found that it was completely full of many, many pieces of bread and many, many pieces of meat. Oh, this was amazing. Because this was the time of famine and the time of drought. So now, the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam called Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha and showed her this. And she too was amazed because she has sent only two pieces of bread and one piece of meat. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her the exact same question that Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam had asked Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha. And he said to her, "Anna laki hadha, O my beloved daughter, where did this come from?" Subhanallah. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha then gave the exact same reply that Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha gave to Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam. And she said to her beloved father alayhi salatu wasalam, she said, هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. O my beloved father, عليه الصلاة والسلام, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This risk and this sustenance is from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal gives sustenance to whoever He wishes without accountability. Subhanallah. This is another great karamat, great saintly miracle that was bestowed to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And from this, we learn further about how much love she had for her beloved father alayhi salatu wasalam. And also we learn about how high her status was in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed her with such a miraculous status. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Moving on to some other karamat found in the blessed life of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It's narrated, at the time when the Kuffar of Makkah, the polytheists and the disbelievers, had demanded in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to split the moon into two parts. At that time, Sayyidatuna Khatijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, in her blessed stomach, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was present. She was expecting, and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha was the child inside her blessed womb. At this time, because of the oppression that the Kuffar of Makkah, the disbelievers and the polytheists were doing to the beloved Prophet ﷺ, Sayyidatuna Khatija radiallahu anha said that how disgraced and how humiliated are those individuals who have rejected our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best of all messengers and all prophets. At this time, Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, from the womb of her mother, from inside the blessed womb of her mother, she said, "O my respected mother, O my beloved mother, do not be sad and do not be afraid, because indeed Allah Azza wa Jal is the helper of my respected father sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this amazing karamat we learn that Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha was blessed by Allah Azza wa Jal with such an ability to understand what was happening and what her mother was saying, even when she was a child still in the womb of her mother. Not only this, Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed her with the ability to speak from inside the womb and to communicate with her mother. Subhanallah, so amazing. And Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha, with this status, we also see this reflecting upon some amazing individuals from her lineage and from her offspring. It is also reported that the blessed descendant, the one who descended from the lineage of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Ghawsi Azam radiyallahu anha, he was also blessed with a karamat of understanding what was happening outside the womb whilst he was still inside the womb of his blessed mother. It's reported that at the age of 5, when Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiyallahu anhu went to the madrasa for the first time and recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, he recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and he didn't just stop there like normal children would on their first lesson. He continued reciting. He recited Surah Fatiha, he recited Alif Lam Mim, he recited the entire first para and the second para, and he continued reciting and continued reciting and continued reciting until he had recited 18 spari of the Holy Quran, 18 juz of the Holy Quran, off by heart from memory on his first day in the madrasa. The teacher was amazed and said, "Oh my son, how is this possible? At the age of 5, it's your first day in the madrasa, the first day in Islamic school, the first day learning the Quran, and you have already memorized 18 spari, 18 juz of the Holy Quran." Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiyallahu anhu said that, "I have memorized this amount because my mother has also memorized this amount. And when I would be inside her womb, when she was expecting with me, at that time, she would recite the Holy Quran. And the 18 spari that she recited to me, whilst I was still in her womb, I understood and I memorized." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, wa ala alihi, wa sahbihi, wa baraka wa sallam. Also, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it was not just the time when Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha was in the womb of her mother when amazing karamat became apparent, but it was also at the time of her blessed birth. It's reported in Ar-Rawdul Fa'iq, at the time of the blessed birth of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, it says that her blessed face was emitting light and nur was emanating from her blessed face. And it says that the nur and the light and the illumination that was emitting on that day enlightened the entire skies. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was another amazing karama from the karamat, from the blessed life of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, from which we learn about how high her status is and how much power and ability Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed her. In today's episode, we learn the definition of a karama, that the karama is defined as an act which is out of the ordinary, an amazing act which is done by a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we also learn that the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan and the Ahlul Bayt, those who were at the time of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they are also amongst the awliya, and in fact they are the greatest and most virtuous from amongst all of the awliya of this ummah. And we also learned that the concept of karamat of the awliya is proven from the Holy Quran itself. From Surah An-Naml, from Surah Al Imran, we learned about stories of Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya, this great wali who transported the arsh, the throne of Bilqis, from thousands of miles away in the twinkling of an eye. We also learned about the waqiya of Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, which Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Holy Quran, proving the karamat of the awliya. And we also learned about various aspects of the life of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha, how her dua was accepted, how she prayed for multiplication of food and food was multiplied, how she was able to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and her duas were accepted, how she was able to communicate with her mother while she was still in the womb, and how the entire sky and horizon became enlightened and illuminated at the time of her blessed birth. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, keep tuned to the silsila Fazane Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. In future episodes, inshallah, we'll be discussing many other topics, many other aspects of the blessed life of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, including how she would worship Allah Azza wa Jal, how she would not be attached to this dunya, not be attached to this world at all. We'll be learning about, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, how Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha was modest, how she would do parda, how she was pure and chaste. We'll also be looking at various other aspects of her love for the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and other topics. Keep tuned, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, to Madani channel and all of our silsilas. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to act upon what we have learned. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His special blessings and mercies upon Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us for her sake. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Blessings.